Well, here today is the boyfish. Well, the boyfish is part of the Tetradontidae family, which includes over 120 species. Among others, as puffers, blowfish, and toadfish, for defense, they rapidly inflate themselves with water until they resemble globes. Most species contain poison. There are different types of puffer fish that include Diadenhystrix, Arothon reticularis, Arothon hispidus, Charlomyceteris, and Sophie.
Good effort, because that's their scientific names.
Yeah.
Give them a clap. Jonah gave us lots of scientific names. Can someone perhaps give us a description of, in I guess what we'd call normal words, as to what the blowfish looks like? All right, can you choose someone?
Cooper.
Doesn't like blow up and puffy.
Yeah, it does blow up and go puffy.
And it has those little spikes on the end. Yeah. Why would the blowfish, because it's not always like that, why would it do that?
For defence.
For defence, yeah. It's almost like a warning, isn't it, to say to its predators, back off. Alright, let's choose someone.
Skylar.
I reckon that when they're not blown up, they look like a deflated balloon, and then they blow up.
Yes.
Pretty funny.
Yes.
Bit of an unlucky look, isn't it? Someone else?
Jet?
When the puffer fish isn't blown up, is it like a normal fish just with his spikes downwards, like flat?
Yeah. Still a slightly odd shape, though. Like what Skylar said, like a deflated balloon. Maybe one more. See, one or two people have decided.
Will.
What happens if it's blown up and a fish just comes along and eats it and just goes...
Well, you need to find it.
Well, you...
Would they try, do you think, when they're like that?
No, because it wouldn't fit in their mouth, because they grow up about this big sometimes.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Like the blowfish has evolved that characteristic of going big to protect itself. It's pretty cool, really. All right, I think for the recording we've probably got enough. Give me one more big clap.